In a major shift in position, the United States announced its support for the first international treaty due to be adopted this week at the World Health Organization's annual assembly in Geneva. The treaty calls for restrictions on advertising, marketing, new label controls, and a clampdown on smuggling and secondhand smoke. Secretary of Health and Human Services Tommy Thompson is expected to formally announce the U.S. position on the International Tobacco Treaty on Wednesday. Joining us now from his home in Silver Spring, Maryland, is Washington Post reporter Mark Kaufman. And Mark, good of you to be with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
What's in this treaty?
What's in this treaty? It really is the first time that the world is, and the nations of the world, are consciously trying to reduce cigarette consumption, or in any case, reduce the increase in cigarette consumption around the world. And there are all different kinds of ways that they do it, in terms of restrictions on advertising, increases in the size of the health warning, encouraging additional taxes, just a lot of different things that would together make it more difficult for tobacco companies to sell their product.
How would it be enforced?
Well, that is still to be decided. What this framework convention did was set goals, and then there will be subsequent protocol meetings where the nations involved will decide about the specifics. And then also there will be some ways in which individual countries are going to have to find ways to meet the goals and the regulations set by the World Health Organization.
Now, as of, Saturday, the United States sounded like it was still going to not sign on to this treaty. What changed?
I think that a number of things changed. One was that the world wasn't willing to go along with what the United States wanted. This treaty has been negotiated for more than 3 years. And for a lot of that time, the United States said that it needed to have a something called the Reservations Clause, which would allow a nation, or the United States in this case, to opt out of any aspect of the agreement that they didn't like. And other nations found this to be unacceptable. At the last minute, after the framework had already been agreed to in a provisional way, the United States sent out a diplomatic letter to all the nations that had been involved in the negotiations and said, we would like to sign this. We've been part of this whole process. But unless there's a reservations clause, then our ability to have our president sign it and have our Senate ratify it will be undermined. That certainly led a lot of people to believe that the United States was not going to adopt this and would not vote for it. Yesterday, the Commonwealth nations said that they would not agree to this. Previously, the European Union said they wouldn't agree to it. So it became pretty clear that the U.S. was pretty much on its own, except for, I think it got the support of the Dominican Republic.
Now, what's been the position of the tobacco companies on this treaty?
This is really very, very interesting. I mean, in many ways, they have not liked this and have fought aspects of it, have always tried to modify and moderate the language. I mean, from the beginning, the World Health Organization wanted to describe this as an epidemic, tobacco use. You know, they said, no, this is not an epidemic. This is a lifestyle choice, and we have to regulate how people do it, but it's a lifestyle choice. But at this moment, I was very surprised to hear that Philip Morris, in particular, by far the largest company, is quite supportive of the convention and of the treaty, and applauded the fact that Tommy Thompson had decided that to change the position that the U.S. would sign. And the reasons for it are fascinating. It has to do with the fact that that Philip Morris, although not all of the other tobacco companies, but certainly Philip Morris, is eager to have FDA regulation. And they feel that in order to implement some aspects of the treaty, there would have to be an entity in the United States that had authority over tobacco, and that would probably be the FDA.
Very quickly, Mark, I thought the tobacco companies spent billions trying to avoid FDA regulation.
They have spent billions trying to avoid certain kinds of FDA regulations, but they have wanted other kinds that would allow them to claim that they are making safer cigarettes, to produce products that they could then say the FDA is supporting them in saying that this is somehow better. So at this point, where you have a Republican Congress and a Republican president, they feel that this is the perfect time to get an FDA regulation of cigarettes, but to do it in a way that they would find acceptable.
Mark Kaufman, very interesting. Thanks very much.
You're quite welcome.
Mark Kaufman reports for The Washington Post, and he was with us from his home in Silver Spring, Maryland. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.